Space Gastos. It's your girl. No, I know it's been a minute. How do I put it? Life has gotten in the way. We're in school full time. We're doing the comedy full time. We're doing all the stuff full time. But, so I went to Life is Beautiful. I'm continuing on this shit that, like, the people I've never seen, that I thought I would never see, that I'm actually seeing in 2023. Do you want to talk about Manifest Destiny, bitch? Let's go. Anyway, okay. Little precursor before we get all into it. I just did a show at the Velvet Elk today. It was fun. It was a show. But I do have another show at Scruffy Murphy's on November 30th. Ooh, I can remember this, don't worry. And it starts at, like, a time. Blanking on that time right now. Holy shit, I'm blanking on that time. Oh well. Part of this video, I was thinking I was getting it up sooner rather than later, and sooner came and passed, so here we go. I got to go to a festival by myself. It was fun. I'll let you in on more about it. Wow, the ADD brain is kicking in hardcore right now. I think it's like 12. Ooh, it's midnight. Happy Monday. Fuck me. Why am I still up? Anyway, December 7th. I'm so excited. I'm doing my second show at the Orchid in Denver. It's off Market Street. It's this dope freaking jazz bar. It used to be a really shitty bar. So the fact that they've, like, completely 180'd it. It wasn't like a shitty bar. It was like a shitty club. Don't know how to explain it. Don't remember what it was either, but I'm so excited because, let's see. Yeah, there's just really cool people on it, and I'm on it, so two reasons right there why you should go. I got back from Thanksgiving recently because I went to back to old Dirty Jersey, you know, see the old family, watch a baby cousin get married. Yeah, baby cousin, I said it. I don't think I was. Nope, no, I wasn't. I was gonna say, it was kind of fun at the wedding because I got to take a drink every time someone asked me if marriage was on my mind next. I got drunk with my cousin Linny before, I think, the end of the ceremony, honestly. It was a blackout of a night. The pictures. The pictures are the proof. But it was fun. I got to see people I haven't seen in a while. Everyone asked me, oh, so you're doing comedy now. Like, yes. Yes, I've always been funny. Did you not know this? Because I did. Huh. Okay, sorry. I'm on a cocky mood today because I am. Why not? YOLO. YOLO DOLO. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Let's get into it. Yeah, so day one was fun. Let's see, what did we do? I went and saw Corey fucking Wong and his band. I mean, my favorite set of the night was probably Corey Wong, honestly. Like, I saw the Killers, I saw Bebe Rexha, saw all of them. Corey Wong, hands down. Hands fucking down, dude. But it was fun. I got to do a comedy show yesterday too, so I got to, like, take a break and then come back. So that was interesting. Yeah, it was interesting. No, here's why. Okay, so beginning of this comedy show, a seizure happens. And those who know me know sometimes I have them, so the intrusive thoughts going through your girl's brain was more or less like, is this shit contagious? I don't think it is. Are they okay? very valid options as well. But I'm not technically a medic, so when everyone was like, is there a medic? Is there this in the house? I'm like, not technically, but I do know what to do. I don't know. It was weird. But I'm also doing this whole trip solo. So far, this has never been a problem for me, but like making festival friends out and about in Vegas, it's a different vibe. It's not Colorado, y'all. But I'm excited for tonight. We see a young gravy. And then I have another comedy show I gotta leave for. But that's okay. That's okay. It's like two stones, one bird. I'm enjoying it. Just hoping I don't become a Dateline episode, you know? Thanks, Mom, for that one. Yes, we can see how much fun I had at Life is Beautiful. No, let's see. I am coming to you live from my car, and I'm treating myself, because, I just killed Comedy Works tonight, bitch. I didn't think I would, but I did a lot better than last time. Even though last time, kind of a low bar for this time, put it that way. Whatever. Let's see. But, I do have a show Saturday if anyone wants to come through. It's at a dog park bar in Lafayette. It's pretty dope. It'd be cool if you came. I get it if not. You know, we all have lives. We all have lives. That's how I look at it. But, okay. So, I did say Corey Wong was my favorite set of night one. But, I mean, this man came out on stage commanding shit. I mean it not in a dick-like way. Is that a rude thing to say? I don't know. Wow, that's a rabbit hole all by itself. Anyway, because some of the communications weren't that great with the production team and Corey Wong. And he was just like, can you take this over, bitch? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Ha! Just kidding. But, day two. Will say that I did some re-entry stuff because I, like, had three or four people on the list. Oh, wait. No. Day one. Let's... Okay. Day one, the Killers ended the show. What? Again, part of this theme of seeing all the people I thought I would never fucking see from school. But, you know, middle school days. Back when I was a youngin'. Oh, God, I'm old enough to say that now. Fuck! What was I saying? Oh, my God. Smoking too much weed after Comedy Works, y'all. Fuck. And I'm in the In-N-Out line, so that's fun. Anyway, I think the Killers had a great set at first. I will say things I don't understand. The Killers think U2 is a band they look up to? I think. And correct me if I'm wrong. Feel free. Freedom of speech. Whatever. I feel like everyone's childhood was, you know, when you were young, or Mr. Brightside, like, I gotta tell you, the U2 man sings emotionally. That's about it. I know, skilled guitar player, whatever, yada, 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 but, bro, dude's like 60 who's the head lead person. I'm gonna figure that out eventually, for the Killers. But it was cool because he's from Henderson, which is practically Las Vegas, is what I learned. That's what I learned, because, how do I put it? I stayed off the Strip. It's close to the Strip, but it was off it. So when I came in night one on Thursday, just fucking ready to rage, because I was like really excited that I got to see Louis the Child. I was so excited because I tried to see them last year a few times, and then They were playing at Red Rocks over the weekend as Life is Beautiful, but they like pit stopped in Vegas, which was fucking sick. We'll say, ha, kind of felt weird going to a club by yourself when you're 30 next year. Ha. Why? For a few reasons. Okay. Well, I did a comedy show, and then I went to Louis the Child, and it was at this, like, big resort. It was, like, MGM or something. I smoke weed, whatever. And this hoe does get cold now. I wasn't even in, like, that hoey of an outfit, and I was getting cold. Are you kidding me? In Vegas? What's wrong with me? But I also, seen the, I'm all for female empowerment. Hell yeah. Outfit choices, dude. I was like, bitch, do you know your whole ass is out? Like, just letting you know, I don't wanna, like, you know, it's 2023. Just be smart in Vegas. You're in a group, but, you know. And I can't talk shit because I'm showing up by myself. No, it was fun. It was fun because I was just high enough to, like, get over the fact I was there by myself. You know what I mean? Just like, ah, you're here, but we are here. Louis the Child, let's go. Huh. And the club we went to, I think, shout out Zook nightclub in Vegas. I could be wrong as well. I'll check on that in the, don't worry. But the floor, no, not the floor panels, the head, no, that's not the right word either. The ceiling panels were fucking lights that moved around, like, changed colors, slid every which way and direction, which was cool. But I watch a lot of Final Destination, guys, so I'm like, bitch, you don't want to be under that when it falls. But then I had, like, a second look at myself, like, oh, we're at an MGM resort. Maybe we do want to be under there when it falls, like, ha! So, that's what convinced me. Is that shitty? Is that self-deprecating? I'm not sure. God. Existential crisis. No big deal. Anyway. That's what gave me the chutzpah to get up front, you know? Because I'm like, bitch, you're here by yourself. You don't have anybody else to worry about. Just go and dance and stuff. But the club? The club. Yeah, I remember why I stopped going, because you can, like, turn a certain way and a dick just finds itself in your direction somehow. I don't know. Just touching. I don't care about it. I'm like, I'm grown. I like my space. I don't fucking know. I don't have a roommate. Nope. No, I do have a roommate. Stalkers of the internet. Just kidding. Anyway. Okay. So, that was Thursday, and I already told you a little bit about Friday, and Corey Wong fucking killed it. Saturday. Saturday, full transparency, it was more of like a exploratory kind of day. You know? Just like seeing what was up with the artists that I hadn't heard of before. And, They're pretty cool. I'm really blanking on their names right now. Ooh, no, I think an Alex Sucks was one that was cool. Because I was like, I like that you're just leaning into it. Ooh, now I don't remember what day that is now. I'm not having a crisis. You're having a crisis. No, it's me. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we saw Young Gravy, on Saturday, which was fucking sick. I mean, I had seen him before with, like, Dylan Francis, but it was cool, like, it was kind of a solo gig.
he like had people on stage, but it was mostly him. And no, that was Sunday. Okay, sorry. I'm gonna make sure my days are getting straight because it's been a little bit, but I figured post-op coverage, and I've been a little busy with school and taking tests and shit. However, it was cool. The motherfucking C. I think Nelly and Kendrick Lamar played on the same night. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna check this. We're gonna check this in the editing. Don't worry. Don't worry. But Kendrick Lamar was Saturday. Yeah, I can say that with hoods for now. Yeah, motherfucker, it was Saturday. Fucking sick, dude. Like, he did play some of, like, the newer music, which is cool. It's cool. Yeah, no, it's cool. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. That's weird. And he said, he, like, played all the old school bangers, you know? Just, like, all right, I'm, like, getting on Kendrick Lamar songs right now. It's actually to be expected. Look at me. I'm a white girl. Oh, no, just kidding. And then it was a wild walk back to my hotel. Okay, so we'll say one of the weirder parts of the festival was that it started out like, I feel like no one I wanted to see got on until 5, but I feel like it started like 3. Yeah, I'm going with three. Final answer. And it shut down at like a little, now we're double checking ourselves. I feel like it was like 11:30 midnight by the time we were like all heading back. Like, shit's done, let's go. Ooh. There's definitely after parties, but since I didn't stay on the strip and I didn't know anyone, and you know when you go to a foreign place and you're just like, please don't dateline me, my mother can handle this, you know what I mean? Just me? No. I'm just kidding. Amory. Yeah, the walk back is kind of wild because you're like in a part of Vegas which seems uppity a little bit because you're in like an artsy fartsy district, but you're not quite yet to the strip, so there's enough homeless people for you to, like, walk over on your way. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a flex. I was just, it's an observation. Like, the part of Vegas I was staying at for, oh shit, for those who don't, yeah, who don't know it, it was where a lot of the $10 tattoos were, and, when I mean I highly contemplated getting a $10 tattoo, I'm like, what can I get for $10 that's not going to give me tetanus? I'm here for it. Oh, let's go. Anyway, I stayed at, it was a chapel during the day. Yo, these people have great fucking business ideas. It's chapel during the day. We're here for it. However, at night, it was like the only gay bar in the art district. What? It was cool. You could hear boots and cats. From my room, which wasn't bad. I kind of liked it. It kind of did remind me of like a low hum of like sleeping next to an airfield. Because being former military and doing all the aviation mechanics, I can say the thing I miss so fucking much, and it's gonna sound crazy, living next to an airfield, you hear like F-18s, F-35s, H-60s going off all night. It's like, at first you're like, fuck me, why did I even do this? But then, it's like a sound machine, and there's no sound machine that makes that kind of shit, you know what I mean? I don't know. If there is, let a bitch know. Yeah. And then I think Sunday was probably my most excited day. Exciting. I can talk. Or can I? No, I can't. It was the most exciting day because I've heard about Odessa. They were probably like one of the first, one of like the first EDM groups I had ever heard of. And they started like before your girl got into the EDM festival scene. So I was like, by the time I get to go to one of these, they'll probably be retired, whatever. I don't even think they're that old, honestly. I could be wrong. But they were fucking sick. That was the point of my story. Anyway. They closed out Sunday's show, which was insane. They brought the drum lines. They brought a whole fucking production for just being like a corporate kind of festival. You know what I mean? But I need to take a break because I'm about to order In-N-Out because I'm rewarding myself. Thank you. Goodbye.
I hope you guys liked the episode. It was a little something new. I do recommend if you're looking for festivals in Vegas. Life is Beautiful is something to check out if you haven't been before. They booked a crazy cool lineup. Crazy cool. Anyway. Peace out, Space Cadets. See you next time. Hopefully a lot sooner, because I'm almost done with school. Yeah.